Fears of a planned mass brawl at a West Auckland bus and train station has prompted a warning for students to stay away from the area. Principals sent parents an urgent message earlier today warning of rumours of a planned fight and advising students to avoid the transport hub. Police say they'll have an increased presence there this afternoon, and our reporter Amy Williams is at the scene and she joins us now. Amy, what is the situation there?
Yeah, kia ora, Lisa. Well, here in Newland, there is a notable police and security presence this afternoon. I've seen police walking around in groups of twos and threes and also in cars patrolling the station and nearby shops. Also, wardens in yellow vests in groups of between four and six have also been just standing at the station and also nearby shops. There's a McDonald's nearby. So I haven't seen any instances of groups of kids causing any trouble. So this station's a bustling bus and train station. It's next to a big mall, the Lynn Mall shopping mall. To catch a train, you go down a level, but the buses come through the station in a busway. There's also apartments and shops overlooking the station. Now, I spoke to a witness, Sarah Pash, who told me students were fighting in the area on Tuesday.
We did call the police when we noticed that one of them was carrying a knife. We called the schools, we notified the schools, but we did notice that those students came back in the afternoon and they started all over again.
So from where you work, can you look out onto the bus stop?
Yes, we do. So we look out into the bus stop. We also have an air bridge that connects us to this, to our car park, and they've been using our car park to hide in. And then on top of that, we've had cars that have been stolen and broken into this week. So you caught me and I was coming down. We just got a call from one of our colleagues who was coming down and said that we had some students who were just hiding in that little grove over there, so we came to send them away.
Is that just now?
Yeah, right. Just now. So
yeah, and what do you make of the increased security? Is that giving you
a little bit. I'm a little disappointed that it's taken this much, because the violence has always been here in Newland. I mean, we've always asked that we did have like increased security, especially in that little alleyway, and they've never done anything. But it's since we've been telling them that these are starting to escalate. A couple of weeks ago, we had another guy who was walking around with a hammer, just pulled it out of his pants, you know, and it's scary.
Amy, do we know anything about the reason behind these incidents?
We don't have information about the reasons behind the incidents. We do understand that it's students from two schools that the rumours of the planned fight arose from, so to speak, and that earlier in the week, Sarah Pash told me that those two schools had been the same students that gathered on Tuesday and fought. I guess it's something that we'll be looking into.
And have the schools and police responded?
Police have responded with the increased presence and security here at the station today. It's been a very visible presence. They've also alerted schools to the fact that there were rumours and that there would be more police at the station this afternoon. And some schools have sent out those alerts onto parents in an email. Linfield College Principal Kath Nell, for example, she said that to parents that they had received notice from police that there would be more of a presence of police at the station this afternoon, and that was in response to recent activity of concern. She said that police had said there were rumours of a planned fight and advised students to avoid the area and make alternative travel plans. So they did give parents and students some warning to avoid the area.
Thank you for the update, Amy. That is our reporter, Amy Williams.